But it was an insight, in a way, into how interesting big conservation and construction projects are in old houses, and how they are about more than just building and decorating and creating a new kitchen, how actually everyone begins to learn something more and new about the history of a place. So there is a dimension to all this new work which actually sort of elucidates the past as well, and that's great.
And do you think that was the catalyst for your first book, Inheritance? Or had you thought about it for a long time?
I'd thought of about that, because I'd written in, I don't know when, late 90s, a guidebook, the National Trust guidebook for Dole. So I'd sort of got interested in the subject. I also realised that I knew that if I didn't write... this is slightly a defensive argument, that if I didn't write that book on Noel, somebody else would at some point, and I wanted to be first. I wanted to learn more about the house in which I was going to live, and one of the reasons I wanted to do that was because at that time there was obviously so much interest in Noel. And so many, as it were, competing visions, as it were, for what Noel was.
Yes.
And, you know, some of them were absolutely terrific. And actually, the version that was a great version is the version that actually came through in the conservation project. But there were moments along that way when certain visions for Noel were not... you know, completely to my, you know, taste. So I thought, well, I better get my own version of the myth down on paper. So that was one of the reasons.
And are you able to encapsulate what that vision is for you? Because the book is both a large history of a family, but also it's a very personal reflection on what it feels like to be the current incumbent of Noel.
What is the version? I think that the story is, I guess, a very obvious one, and it's encapsulated in Vita's title, Noel and the Savills. It is about a place and the people who have lived there. The same themes and personal preoccupations that are fairly consistent over centuries, as both the place and the people who live there try to resolve the relationship, as it were, between themselves, the people, and also with the place, because a place as big as Noel can be extremely domineering.
Yes.
And there have been times in the history of Noel when Noel has got completely on top of the people, and other times in the history of Noel where the people have actually managed to create something for themselves there. So I guess that's what it's about. It's about the effect of place on people and vice versa.